Yes, sir. That'd be fine.
That'd be fine. Yeah. It'd be quick. Same as yesterday, okay. Except Tyson Klebo went to full participation. So nothing different than yesterday. The guys that were out are still out, and the guys that were limited were limited, except for Tyson. We moved him up to full participation, so he's feeling a lot better. With that, I'll open it up and let D-Led open us up.
Yeah, Coach, could you, the referee situation is settled, and how does that affect y'all in any way, or just good news to hear from a coaching vantage point?
Well, I'm looking forward to having the experienced guys back. And in terms of our preparation, it's not going to change the way we prepare. We got a big challenge this week with Carolina, but definitely glad to have the experienced guys back.
And how difficult was it adjusting to the replacement refs? You know, you all have the best laid plans, and then you have a wild card, and you all had to deal with that for.
We didn't try to deal with it at all. We tried to not even concern ourselves with it because it was something we didn't have any control over. So I don't I don't consider it a factor for us in the first three ball games. But I am glad that the experienced guys are back.
Anybody else got anything?
Coach, how do you feel about Tommy Gallardo stepping in for Michael, who's going to be out this week?
Well, Tommy Gallardo is a guy that hasn't played a whole lot for us, but he is very accomplished at both catching and blocking, so he should be able to step in and fill that role. The thing that's the biggest issue is that normally we carry three tight ends, and we've already know for sure that Michael's not going to play this week, so we're going to only have two active tight ends. So you've got to have a plan in place, like always, contingency plans.
Coach, being 3-0, do you get a chance to focus on little bits and pieces of your team instead of like maybe some of the teams that were 1-2? You guys got off to a good start.
Well, I think that every week you've got things that you have to focus on, and I think they change whether you're 1-2, 2-1, 3-0. Everybody's got things that we can do better, and that's really been our focus point. We wanted to start fast in games. We wanted to start the season off fast. We want to finish this first quarter off the right way. But it hasn't changed what our record is in terms of how we get prepared and how we view the previous game. We've got to get better in the areas that we didn't do as well as we'd like to.
Is 3-0 a surprise considering the changes you have made with your coordinator, that type of stuff?
You never know at the start of the season how your season's going to go. I was very confident that we had the pieces in place to go out and play well, and we've been able to do that, and it's only a start. This is a long season, but been pleased the way the guys have started the season.
Coach, what do you expect out of the crowd on Sunday?
I expect it's going to be very similar to what we had in our last home game. This is a big rival. It's a division game. We've not played a division opponent yet this year. We haven't played an NFC team either. And it's different when you're competing within the division in the NFC. Ultimately, the first step in any season is to try to win your division. And to win your division, you got to beat your division opponent. So it'll be a fun afternoon. I know that the fans have a good rivalry with Carolina. They'll probably bring some folks over as well.
All right, boys and girls.